know, the crises with benefits come up sometimes, and when they come up, they're urgent. It's real helpful to have somebody who's familiar with that person and has that relationship built to be able to say, you know, I don't know all the details, but here's what I know. You know, I have some understanding of this, and I think there's some stuff we can do to work it out. And it's just much more believable and helpful to the person when they already know that person than it is when it comes from somebody they've met once or that's a stranger. Because you got a lot of folks that are resistant to talking about their financial information. I mean, you got stuff out there like, you know, you've got identity theft out there. People hear about it all the time. You have people that are worried about their money being taken. You have folks that have symptoms where they're a little paranoid and they're a little not real trusting of folks. So, you know, in a lot of those cases, if you don't do some work up front to build that relationship, you're not going to get accurate information.
All of these different benefits have different guidelines, different stipulations, different requirements, different aspects to them. And it is extremely complicated to know where the line is. So you could think that you're okay as far as income goes. You're not going to exceed the income requirement to qualify for child care subsidy. But you also have to keep in mind that there is a different line to maintain your health coverage. And there's a different line to keep your food stamps, and there's a different line for housing. There's all these different lines, and the income requirements to maintain these benefits are different.
Having that real open discussion and just really making sure you have a good understanding of where the person is at, what they're wanting, and then coming up with some agreement on which direction you're going to go. But pulling that information out and actively listening to the person, and really helping to build that relationship and earn that person's trust and willingness to talk with you and to have open conversations. Because if you're not having that, then you're not getting the whole story. You get little bits and pieces and what they want you to hear. And that's why, you know, I say that relationship is probably more important than the numbers. The numbers are really important. I can't discount that. But if you don't get accurate information from the person because they don't trust you, then the numbers and the information you give them back is junk. It's useless.
Even more so maybe than the actual information that's given. It's the attitude that the person sees coming across when they bring this issue up. You know, if you wince when I say Social Security income, then I'm going to take that as a sign that this is something that I should be worried about.